Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, aloha from Studio 95B. Day 3 of the quarantine. I feel like I'm Matt Damon from that Mars movie.
Oh, totally. You sound like it.
Yeah. Here I am, waiting for a sign of life anywhere out there. Anyone reaching out to anybody? 95D, are you on?
I'm here.
Oh, Dez,
everybody,
is there.
I'm here.
Reporting from her studio, from down the hall, sequestered in his own studio. 95C, the big guy, are you there, Crisco?
I am here, you guys.
Oh,
this
man.
Is getting real old.
Ooh-wee.
I'm so sick of this.
Yeah.
It really is. You never realized how much you needed each other. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Truly, just being in the room and interacting with you guys and seeing each other. I've never in my life thought we would have to have Dez in front of me and a laptop to my right so I could see Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I never thought I would. I miss telling you guys stuff.
Like what?
Like
what did you
funnies.
Want to tell us? What's your funny?
Just stuff in general. I mean, like every day I'm like, oh, I can't wait to talk to them about that. And then I'm like, oh.
Just
never.
Kidding.
I guess we're just not gonna. Never gonna see them. So.
She just pressed her entire body up against the window like 10 minutes ago, looking at me sad, going, "I'm so bored."
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, and we're adults. Imagine what it's like for kids.
I know. I feel terrible for them.
Terrible. Did Charles Barkley just join the podcast?
Shoot,
I feel terrible.
Now I'm Charles.
You knucklehead. It's just terrible.
You guys, it's like my tongue is too big for my mouth today.
Ryan, can I tell you about the best moment of my morning?
Yes.
Is when Dez did her first trending. She was a little tongue-tied.
Yeah.
She was having some trouble. So what did you tell me, Dez? You didn't do which exercise?
I didn't. Ryan, you know what I do every day about my
what?
My brain connecting with my mouth.
Yeah,
she
did an entire exercise and said, please look away. I don't want you to stare at me while I'm doing this. It's embarrassing.
So I don't want you to see me like this.
How does it happen?
Well, I mean,
let's hear it.
On my way in.
Yep.
So I'm just getting centered and ready for my day.
Centered.
Centered.
I'm getting centered.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting centered and ready. I think positive thoughts about how great our day is going to be together and
yep.
what a fun show we're going to have.
Yep,
and then
yep.
I say, all right, please let my brain connect with my mouth, my brain connect with my mouth, my brain connect with my mouth to say fun, funny, thoughtful things and make people's days better.
And
I forgot to say it today. And
you
guess
know what?
What?
I could tell.
You could tell, right?
Yeah.
And then I said it in here at like 6:15 or something and I'm like, nope, it's ruined.
It's ruined.
It's totally, totally ruined.
Oh, Dez, I'm going to remind you tomorrow. I'm going to walk by your studio and I'm going to go, and you'll know.
I'll go, ooh, just like that.
Oh, wow.
It's like I almost feel like I can speak better already after just saying it out loud.
See? Good job.
Oh, man.
All right.
She's rough.
Well, on we go. There is a new food delivery service that has Crisco's name all over it.
Oh, it does, huh?
Well, you've got DoorDash, and then you've got Uber Eats, and what about Boober Eats?
Oh, yes.
It's a strip club in Portland that's having its strippers deliver food topless.
Hi there. Thanks for calling Boober, the boob delivery service.
Thank you,
Boober. Now, that is pretty darn clever. These ladies are struggling, right? Because they're used to doing their lap dances and whatever. And so they're probably closed down. So they're saying, hey, if they can't come to us, we'll go to them.
And I mean, boy, would you not want to be the person in that video? You're the first person to order. Yeah, I'm definitely going to order that food right away.
Well, it sounded like it was not just a dude. It sounded like there was a girl there ordering it with them. Like, hey, we want the boobies.
Okay, that's weird. idea for you guys.
Yeah.
I think we can make a lot of money on this. It's called Dong Dash.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So what it's going to be is guys just wearing the bikini type of underwear, delivering like orders of food, just shirtless, just the underwear. That's it.
Mm. I'm in.
Oh, you're kind of tongue-tied just talking about it.
It's like Dong Dash.
I didn't know what the name of the underwear is called, where it's just like the
thong.
Thong. There you go. Thong. Speedo kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Just Dong Dash right there. There they go.
He just likes saying the word dong.
I think Dong Dash is just funny.
Oh,
come on.
My God. Dong Dash. Yeah, I don't know. Would that do it for you, Dez?
I mean, I don't really like to mix food with those types of things.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
What if his dong, you know, accidentally was dragged through your mayonnaise or your dip or something?
Ew.
Your side sauce.
Oh, so sorry. I don't know how it got in there.
Oh, his dong just went through your salsa. Son of a gun.
Like, I did not order a hot dog. I didn't order a foot long.
I didn't take a bite of your mashed potatoes. That's a dong hole. Sorry.
See, I would only do it if I'd be able to, like, pre-approve the dong dash drivers.
Yes, because you know somebody like me is going to show up and be like, I'm here with your wings.
Yeah. Keep them. Keep them.
How much are you going to tip me? Nothing. Leave.
Get. Hey, by the way, speaking of tips, just the tip. No, so when you go to pick up food at a restaurant, do you have to tip them? Like if you're doing, you know, you're a food pickup, you walk in, I called in the order, I drove there, I got out of my car, I walked all the way in, stood at your counter, waited for you to get the food, paid for it, and now you want a tip? Do you tip?
I don't think so. I didn't yesterday. And it's not being rude. I mean, it was still a costly meal. There were five dinners, so.
I didn't either. I treated my mover friends to a pizza. It was $19.78, and that's what they got.
Yeah.
And when she got the receipt, she looked at me and went, oh, okay, well, have a good night. And I thought, well, wait a minute. What's the tip for? What did you do?
Well, and on top of that,
keeping you in business, you have a job. Isn't that my contribution?
Yes, pick up for pizza places. You've never tipped.
I don't know. Remember the fight Taylor and I got in when we went to get pizza and we picked it up and he left a tip. And he left like a 20% tip. Like we sat down there, ordered food, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, what? Don't you leave a tip? So it's like he and I have always disagreed on it, but I always feel bad and leave a couple bucks when I do pick up.
See, I paid a lot of money, so I was like, no, I'm good. That's your tip is that I ordered the food, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what's right.
I don't either. Maybe someone will email us. You know, you can reach out through KS95.com. Boober Eats. It's only in Oregon, Portland right now. So
fingers crossed for Roseville.
Oh, God. I hope the Voo girls come out and you get the ugly one.
Oh, man. That would be fantastic. I would take it, though.
It doesn't matter. There's still boobs involved.
Are you that desperate you'd have the ugly one?
No, but everybody's got to be loved.
Oh.
I mean, if there's 10,000 hot ones and one ugly one, you've got to still give them love.
No one's saying that.
No, and all they do is bring you food.
I'm saying, like, no, love and support.
No, they'd really appreciate if you didn't love them.
No, I just want to give them my
love. Love them after they leave.
Gross.
Just to yourself.
I just want to say that I really love your teeth. You have great teeth.
No, I think you meant to say teats. No, teeth.
No, you have great teeth. And thanks for the artichoke dip. I'll order more in 10 minutes.
Mm. Oh. Well, I would. Weird. If they brought good artichoke dip, I would order Boober Eats.
All right, Tubbies. Good God. I think Dez's dog is mistakenly named. It's Dez that should be Tubby D.
You know, what's funny is I'm the one who wanted to name him Tubby. It must have just been a look into my future.
Right? Okay, so this was a little bit surprising for a professor who was recently in the middle of class when she caught a student manually pleasuring another student.
Yep.
Manually
pleasuring another student. Huh. The lecture was recorded. There's audio of it. Is this during like some sort of distance learning kind of thing?
I didn't see that because it's just audio.
Oh, okay.
But it sounds like something was happening. She needed to step in quick.
Wow.
Let's go a bit more into term. Oh my God. Give me a minute, guys. I just want to bleach my eyes and my brain. I love you all, but give me one sec. We're gonna have to have a talk now.
Jesus.
If you'd like to spend time with your partner. I'm sure that there's an empty cinema around here still trying to make the movie Cats work. It's empty. Go for your life.
Oh.
And this is the second time I'm saying this in my career. No below the belt touching in my lecture theater, please.
Oh, wow.
Thick.
Why would you ever do that in the classroom?
Well, maybe she's a really hot teacher.
I know. I don't think that's what it was.
Oh.
They were into each other.
Well, but,
yeah. I mean, all right. I like. All right. She ain't good. I'll tell you that right now. She ain't good.
Oh, Des, like, listen, you can never judge someone if they did something with their boyfriend in class, okay?
No, you can.
I know of someone who used to work on this show who manually pleasured her husband underneath the airplane blanket.
Oh, I've heard stories of that.
On a flight.
Oh, boy.
And then handed the blanket back.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you know as the flight attendant when the blanket was standing up that it was different? I mean, it was a little, don't take the blanket back. I'd be like, you know what? Keep it.
Yeah, that's when you stick the blanket in your purse. And you pretend like you did not do that. That's super
okay,
sick.
Wow. Oh. You definitely have an exit strategy in place, Des.
Well, hello, those blankets are big. I would never have room to stick it in my purse, and I've never done that. But, I mean, come on.
You had a real quick exit strategy.
No, ew, I couldn't do that. That's gross.
That's gross.
That
it's
really
wrong.
Is nasty.
But it was an overnight red-eye flight, and he was not into it, but she made him get into it. Oh, man. Yikes.
Oh, how do you make somebody get into it on
you're
a flight?
You're going to do this.
They're like, okay, I'm ready. Got it. Maybe they just like being yelled at.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Okay, so one amazing positive in the beginning of this whole coronavirus craze. Business is booming in a much-needed field. What field is that, big guy?
Oh, my God, you guys.
What?
Animal adoptions have gone through the roof for elderly people.
Oh, really?
Yes, elderly people and for young kids because they're stuck at home. So the parents are like, hey, we're going to be at home for a while. What better time to have to train these pets to be able to help them out? And a lot of nursing homes are allowing them to bring cats and dogs in because they're so lonely.
Oh, I wish you would have said adoption rates are going through the roof, roof.
I really wish that that window that I can see Des through is like my computer, and it would just freeze up sometimes.
That's a missed opportunity there, big guy.
I'm sorry. That has his name written all over it. Roof.
Just through the roof, roof.
I mean, wow. Okay.
It's a beautiful story. I love it so much.
Oh, God.
Why haven't you purchased a pet for your child?
Yeah, Des.
I can hardly take care of my two children, let alone add a pet in there. When they get older, we will.
No, you can't say that. You're the one who wanted the second kid.
No, but I didn't want a pet and a one kid, so why would I want a pet and two kids?
You probably shouldn't have one after we heard the Fluffy D story.
Its name is Tubby.
Not Fluffy.
Sorry, Tubby D.
And
Jimmy
you know what?
Dean, I don't know what you name your crazy
pets. You know
pets.
What we did in that situation? We told my mom we were going to do everything and take care of Tubby D. And what did me and my sister and my brother do?
What?
We didn't.
Yeah.
Like every kid.
Yeah. That. You know what?
No, I actually took care of my pets.
Of course you did. Your mom was Twyla.
And I loved my dogs. And Twyla gave them all away.
Oh.
My dog, Sandy, I loved her so much. She was a little dachshund, cutest little thing. Oh,
cute,
my God.
Cute.
These softest little ears. I love that dog. I was 7 years old, and she's like, yep, nope, we're just not doing it. Nope. Boop. Sandy's going to the farm. Gave her away. Then I got Katie years later, and she had one accident in the house. One. Nope. Gone. We're bringing her back. She brought her back to the adoption place. I'm like, you don't give dogs back to the adoption people.
No, and I think I can feel safe in saying this knowing that your mom doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
But your mom is an evil witch.
She is a special lady. I'll say that.
Whatever you want to describe her as.
She's a one of a kind. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, one you wish you could give back. Well, I bet she broke the mold.
We're glad that nobody was made after her later.
Oh, Twyla. Bless her little heart. Okay, so there's a really scary story of another guy who flew on a Delta flight knowing that he had COVID-19. This is just another reminder why you don't want to get on these planes. No travel.
And the scarier part about this is he says that he knows of other friends who have done it.
What?
Because really? they don't want to be stuck where they're at. They don't want to be locked in quarantine. Imagine if you're trying to get to New York City and you're flying in there and you're in Florida. You don't want to be stuck in Florida, and if you know you're feeling symptoms, or you're feeling kind of, you're just like, yeah, no, I'm totally fine. He got on the plane, and he goes, I'm not the only person. I know about it, and we're not trying to spread it. We're just trying to get home. Then why did you leave?
Mm-hmm.
There were so many warnings, and now you're just willingly trying to get other people sick. You're doing exactly the opposite of what we need done.
And are they taking like the precautions that they're supposed to? Aren't you supposed to wear masks if you think you might be sick?
They don't say it in that. They just, and the worst part is in the story, they show the dad 3 feet away from the newborn baby. He's with a newborn baby telling the story, sharing it about how he's surviving through it.
Oh,
what?
My gosh.
And again, I guess we're just trying to weed out the weak. I don't know what it is.
That's all I can think is that hopefully nature, you know, does its part. You know, I mean, what else can you do?
I don't know. It's just so sad. And willingly know. And that's the thing is even with Des, you took all the precautions that you knew you needed to take. That doesn't mean anybody on that plane didn't willingly get on that plane knowing that they had something wrong with them.
You're right.
You can't control the surrounding environment, but you just want to be able to get one free slap on that guy.
Yeah.
But let's, I don't want to get close enough. Yeah, let's just slap him, but not close enough to get anything from him.
Virtual slap.
Yeah, no, can I slap him with like a Nerf gun right in the face?
Yes, with like saw. Yeah, I like airsoft gun. That's what I was trying to think of. Just belt him.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah. Ooh, that's going to teach him.
Okay, so let's see here. Netflix. Anybody doing the Netflix lately? A lot of Netflixing?
Yeah. There's so many streaming services. You kind of pop back in between them. But did you see the latest with it?
No.
So basically, people are online saying, okay, everybody, you're going to have to back off Netflix or Netflix. You're going to have to slow down the speed of everything because we're getting so many more people online watching Netflix and streaming Netflix that it's going to break the internet.
No.
We had the Kim Kardashian picture where she had the bottle of champagne popped and it starts flowing down. And so that broke the internet temporarily and they got it back up and they said, how are we going to fix the internet if the streaming services are going so often and so much that we can't turn it back on?
Jeez.
Could you imagine in day 5 of this entire quarantine and Netflix goes down?
Well, think about it. Do we have the infrastructure in place to support everybody being online from home?
No.
I don't think so.
You know? Even just working.
Yeah, everybody's at home. No one's going out and doing anything. So it's kind of scary to think about. I mean, you literally could lose that.
Yeah,
and if we lost that, if that went down, how long does it take to reboot the internet?
I don't know the answer to that one. And two, how long until somebody gets like shanked in their own home?
Yeah.
Like, truthfully, if all of a sudden you're like day 6 with your kids and you're like, shut up!
Shanked?
Is it shivved?
No, it's
a shiv and you shank them.
You shank them.
It's a shiv and you shank them.
Well, either way, shank good.
Shank good when you're shanking in your own home.
No, don't shank anybody. That ain't the way you do things.
Oh, boy.
Unless you're into that, I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Hearing about her and T-Bone's adventures again.
He's the bone from now on, remember?
Yeah, he is just the bone.
Yep.
That's all he delivers.
Bringing the bone.
Shall I call the bone?
Hey. We could put him on Dong Dash.
Yeah, we could.
No, he only dashes his dong to me.
Oh. Is he doing a lot of dong dashing with you?
Well, there's not a lot to do. You know?
I have no dong dashing at me.
I know. Oh. Do you, like...
Just let's not talk about it. I should go.
Okay.
Bye.
You've been listening to Chris Godez and Ryan.
After Hours.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.